Uber Eats has overhauled its business model in Australia after sending a new contract to all of its delivery drivers. The new terms are designed to transform their workers into independent contractors, as riders will be required to obtain an Australian Business Number, or ABN, whilst also taking out their own insurance. Andrew Herlinger has the story.
On Wednesday, Uber Eats drivers were not eating happily after they were sent a new contract stating that riders who signed the agreement would be self-employed contractors. The new move is expected to allow drivers to delegate deliveries to other drivers, as well as allowing them to work on other delivery apps. However, workers will also need to take out their own Australian business number. Plus, they will not be entitled to unfair dismissal protection or worker compensation. Professor Shay McChrystal is a University of Sydney labour law academic, and she revealed that this was just another attempt by Uber to distance itself from an employment relationship with drivers.
So Uber Eats has always asserted that its workers are independent contractors, not employees, and its entire business model is geared to giving some kind of a factual basis to that fiction that they've created, that the workers themselves are not employees. And so the contractual arrangements that they have in place all look very much like what you would expect to see for an independent contractor and don't necessarily reflect the reality of those working relationships.
Uber Eats' restructure comes in response to the Amita Gupta case last year, where Uber decided to settle a legal challenge after three federal court judges savaged the company's argument that its drivers were not employees, but rather contractors for restaurants. Professor Shay McChrystal has more.
It was clear that the federal court judges were not convinced by Uber's argument that Uber Eats drivers are engaged by the restaurants to deliver the food, not Uber itself. And this was a central plank of the fiction they had created about the idea that Uber was not providing food delivery services. Uber was providing an app to connect businesses, and therefore it wasn't contracting. So when we look at the changes that have been made to the Uber contract, one of the first changes they've made is that they're stepping away from that fiction, and the contract's clearly stating that the delivery riders are engaged under contract to a subsidiary of Uber Eats.
Professor McChrystal explained that independent contractors were not entitled to several workplace rights that are provided to employees. This was supported by Nick McIntosh, the Assistant National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union, who highlighted that independent contractors were being exploited by Uber.
When we think of an independent contractor, you think of the plumber or the builder who runs their own business, can quote for a job, the person can take it or leave it, and they've essentially got their own rates and their own way that they can perform that work. And in most cases, those people are earning rates well above minimum rates. What Uber Eats is trying to do is say, no, these people are independent contractors. We've got all the bargaining power. We'll determine their rates. We'll determine their conditions. If they don't like it, we'll either sack them or they'll get no work. And by the way, you've got no other rights and we've got no obligations to you, and you're going to get rates and conditions well below the minimum employee rates and conditions. And that's not what independent contractors were designed to do.
The bigger issue for Uber, according to Professor McChrystal, is that they are trying to strike a balance between delivering a quality service while reducing the cost of labour.
If you are a business and you want to be able to compete on quality and you want to be able to compete on service, then the way you control your workers is you employ them. But that costs. You have to pay the labour costs connected with that, guaranteeing that quality and that service. But if you don't want to guarantee quality and service, if you want to be a genuine intermediary, which is what Uber says it is, a genuine intermediary which doesn't control quality and service because it's engaging with genuine independent businesses, in that case, you have to let go of that notion that you are controlling the brilliant service.
There is some support for workers. Nick McIntosh mentioned that the Transport Workers Union were campaigning for a tribunal that will fight for workers' rights.
So really what needs to happen is that the federal government needs to see this for what it is, which is a sham, and it's just a way of exploiting people, and they need to put in place a tribunal that has the capacity to actually set the minimum terms and conditions for these riders, so that there's actually a minimum floor that, that people, when they get this work, know they're going to have. And there's things like a workers' compensation policy. So if they do get injured, they don't have to, they at least get some compensation while they're off work, and they don't have to pay all of their own medical bills, which is what's happening right now.
The proposed tribunal is supported by the Labor Party and has been presented to Mr. Porter, the Attorney General.
We have approached the Attorney General and Industrial Relations Minister, Christian Porter. There's been somewhat receptive to it, although there's a long way to go, because generally speaking, their view of the world, of course, is just to let the market run free.
Nick McIntosh, the Assistant National Secretary for the Transport Workers Union, ending that report by Andrew Herlinger.